Welcome to the podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Tony.
Welcome.
And we are calling Christy, who is in Sydney or Melbourne.
Oh, Sydney or Melbourne. Maybe she's in both.
She's in Woolmara.
Where's that?
I have no idea.
It sounds like a Sydney place. My money's on Sydney.
Hello.
Christy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tony and
Christy.
Ryan.
It's Patty and Selma.
Oh,
my mistake.
Sorry. Are you having a ciggy, Christy? Is that why?
It sounds like it, hey.
Now,
I didn't even think of this when I booked it in the other day. I was like, fuck, I've lost my voice. But
oh. It says you're from Woolmara and we want to know where that is.
It's Woolmara. You need to be a little bit more bogan when you say it.
Woolmara?
Woolmara. Do you know where Yamba is?
Yeah, like up near towards Byron Bay, like real north New South Wales.
Yeah, so it's like around there, but less coastal, more swampy.
My money was on New South Wales. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah.
Very well done.
It's a cute little like heritage town. It's really cool.
Is it a surf town? Because I'm a surfer girl.
No, it's on the river.
Great, cool. Supping instead. Yeah, I've got one of those too.
We have a river and a pub, so you don't need anything else.
What else do you need?
Yeah. Literally, hopefully not at the same time.
Yeah,
obviously.
Christy, will you approve the podcast?
Yeah, I will.
Yes. See you at the pub after the swim through.
See you at the pub. Hey, it's Christy from Woolmara, New South Wales, and I approve the podcast.
Welcome to the video show. Tony is concerned that we're wearing the same thing. I have a quick... Mine's more of a blue. Yours is more of a green.
Yours is not blue.
Are you joking? It's
is
definitely
it?
Not green. Okay, I have a question. Do you iron clothes?
Yeah, but I didn't iron this because it's linen.
Can you not... Oh, so... Because it's linen as well.
Yeah,
no. Do I have to, like, steam it?
No, it's just that the look of linen is not to be ironed. It's
so
like...
Does this... I guess my question is, do I look obnoxiously creased?
Nah, I probably do also, but it's more like a, it's supposed to be like a lived-in material. Like, you're not supposed to iron linen.
So, but I feel like it's, so my thing is, if you hang it up straight away out of the washing machine.
Give it a good shake.
Hang it up straight away. It
all good.
Skip the iron.
Yeah.
But then when you get a shirt like this, you go, oh, nah, it does need a... It needs a bit more care than a flick and a hang.
Yeah, but the idea of linen is that it does have a bit of texture and whatever and...
Okay.
I don't know.
Welcome to the Texture Linen Podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan Fashion Podcast.
If you want to see what the fuck we're talking about, this episode is also a video show.
Yeah, video
on the Spotify
show.
App or your smart TV. I think I might take it off. It is quite warm in here.
Okay.
Take it
off. Lucky us.
Ooh. You are lucky.
I can't take it off because I've just got a bra on underneath.
Do it. Oh, it's a see-through.
It is. It's a Skims.
Why
one.
Even bother? Jesus
Sorry, can
Christ.
You see my nipple? Yeah, I thought that would be like a bit hot because it's like, oh, if you see a little bit, it's kind of like part of the outfit. It's just this new thing I'm trying.
How's it going?
What do you reckon?
I'm fucking all about it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I love it.
Yeah, get it. That's a new thing. Keep it on.
Turn the aircon off.
has anyone else done something so gross and so lazy where you've kind of ended up looking yourself in the mirror or just looking down at yourself and going, oh, I actually am a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Yep.
So I've hit a new low.
Ooh.
And I said, I'll only share it if Tarpa's in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group. Share their, like, new low. Just, you know, so we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come through.
I bet they have.
Kayla. Sometimes I sneeze on my steering wheel whilst driving and I just leave it there because I don't really have anything to clean it up with and I'm driving and I can't move and it just sits on the wheel. That is a new low, Kayla.
That's not great, Kayla, because if you – oh, maybe this is as disgusting but just in a different way. If it was, like, on your steering wheel, surely you'd, like, wipe it off with your hand and then, like, I don't know, either wipe it on your pants or, like –
Tony, do you have something to add to the group?
No, but like just because then it's not like out in the open.
Right.
If it's on your pants or your, you know.
Is it fair to say
it feels like more private?
Is it fair to say that you don't mind being a gross bitch? You just don't want other people to know you're a gross
bitch? Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. I've never said I'm not gross. I know that I'm gross.
No,
Mate, yeah, don't have to tell us twice.
Ebony, when my dog wheezes inside the house, both my partner and I pretend we haven't seen it for as long as possible, hoping the other one will notice first. Sometimes one of us might have to end up cleaning two or three wheezes at once because it's been so long.
Oh, nah, that's a no from me, and I'm disgusting.
Katie says, I once threw up in the corner of a dance floor at a nightclub and turned around and just kept dancing. I mean, we've all been there. We've all been there.
Bit of a tack yak.
Yeah.
At the tactical.
Can you explain tack yak?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, because that's probably really Australian. So yak is like throw up in Australian.
Yeah.
In our language.
Yeah.
And tactical, like, so you do a tack yak. So, because you go, if I throw up now, I'll be able to keep drinking, keep dancing. But if I hold on any longer, like,
it could get real bad.
Yeah, because there's, you know how there's like the end of the night vom where you go, I'm down now, like that's it. But a tack yak, you could kind of do like halfway or like a quarter through the night and then know that like you just got to make a bit more room. And it's not like you don't force yourself to throw up, but you go, I'm going to throw up and I'm going to just do it quickly. So at the Court in Perth, which is like the gay club, it's like it's a hotel like pub vibe, and then at night time, obviously, it's like there's a dance floor.
Yep.
So there's like all this inside part, then there's an outdoor dance floor, like there's two separate ones, and then down the very back of the pub, there's like these like concrete planter boxes where you can smoke, and there's like a bar there and stuff. And I was there with a bunch of friends, and one of them obviously smoked. We were down the back, and I was sitting on this planter box, and I was like, fuck, I feel a bit crook. And I thought,
how many did you have? Two?
If I, yeah, probably one and a half. And I was anyone's. I was Cadbury, glass and a half, and I'm done. And I went, we're in these plants. Yeah, probably need to throw up. And then I did a little vom in the planter box that I was sitting on, so casually that no one even said anything.
That's impressive.
So I just went
and just kept talking.
And then mid-sentence. What happened? Yeah. And they used to do pizza outside at the Court as well until like 10 p.m. So you could go and get a pizza and like, yeah, it was the best. It's actually the best.
Have you ever felt more healthy and energetic than 7 seconds after a vom?
Yeah. And you go, fuck, I'm back
on. I'm back, baby.
I'm back on.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Because you just go, I just needed to get that evil out.
Oh.
And now I'm back on.
Did you ever, speaking of you being
I'm not a big drinker,
a young party
as you can
girl,
tell. Yeah.
Ever spew and then like hook up with someone the same night? Yes, yes, yes.
No, not to my recollection. There's a story about this in my book.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Well, that
that's actually fucking disgusting. That deserves to be in this segment, but I'll make you buy the book instead.
We'll talk about it when the book comes out next week. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know why I'm asking this.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. There's a lot of gross shit in that book, actually.
And
it's out now. Hopefully people have read it and gotten to it and gone, oh, you know what? Might pass this book on. I don't think I need to keep it.
At least you didn't have to wait long in your career of macking people to experience what it's like to, you know?
Yeah.
Have a bit of spumanti flowing around there.
Have you thrown up and then hooked up with someone later?
Absolutely.
Of course
you
have.
I'd say
you're a fuck boy.
Excuse me?
Two girls in one night most of the time, wasn't it?
What?
Not at once, just like one girl and then the tack yak and then a different girl.
It's almost becomes, oh no, it's a fucking bad thing to say. Like hilarious that you're like, I'm so obviously not on my game and fucked right now. It's like almost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What, like. Why not? What else can go wrong tonight? I've already spewed.
Yeah, I've already thrown up. Yeah.
Not
relatable for me. It was really hard for me to find people to hook up with me.
Would you have been the person? Would you have been the person?
I was supposed to spew.
I was going to say.
I was never pre-spewed.
Yeah. There is a.
I was at the last train's about to go. Fuck you. I was never first choice. Let me tell you that.
I think we hooked up when we were teenagers. Let me recreate this scene. I said to this girl, no, you don't want to kiss me. I've actually just spewed up. And they go, it doesn't matter.
And I would have gone,
no, I'll take
love
that.
You.
Yeah. It's fine. Beggars can't be choosy, so I'm fucking right in.
Can I stay at your house? That's me. That's me 100%.
Has anyone ever said to you, you don't want to? I've just spewed. And you went, mate, I'm not here for excuses.
Probably.
I'm not here to make friends.
I
need
actually,
a lover.
I'm not gonna say no. Ooh. Desperado. All right.
Now we've established that other people have some new lows. I'm willing to
check. I feel like I just got thrown completely under the bus.
Well, now this is the confidence I need because I'm like, doesn't matter what I say now, I'm not going to be as gross as
this
bitch.
Supportive I am.
You are. You are so supportive.
Yes. Lay it on me.
I was driving Bridget home the other day.
Yep.
And we're rarely in the car together. Someone's using the car the other person. So the passenger seat very rarely gets sat in because it's usually just one of us taking the car.
Yeah.
We get home, she's in the passenger seat, and she can't get the seat buckle out of the clip. Like, it's stuck in the thing.
Like, the seat belt was clicked in, and she couldn't get it unclicked.
Couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
And then she ended up getting it out, but instead of it being, like, popping out, it's sort of like slid out slowly. Like, it was like there's something going on.
Did you come in it?
Yeah, I fucked the seat belt holder. That's my new low. It's not.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how much I would hurt trying to fuck? Yeah, okay, that's not. And she goes, "What's this?" And I went, "Oh, that's right." And she goes, What have you done? What have you done? And I went, "Yeah, so the other night I was driving home from uni and I got some nugs on the way home."
Classic.
"And I dropped the sweet and sour sauce. And the sauce went into the seatbelt thing and I just forgot about it and just left it in there."
So it had become like toffee on the inside of the thing.
But I dropped the little, you know, the little container, and it must have dropped like that way and just, and I remember driving and I was like, oh, and then I saw it and I went, oh. I have to clean that up later, and then just kept driving home. I may have even had a dry, unsourced nugget and tried to fucking jam it in the seatbelt thing because I was out of sauce. You know what I mean?
That's the new low. I think of all the things, you trying to like
ram a nugget,
get some nuggets juice out of the thing, I think that's probably the worst part of the story.
Nuggets are actually overrated. When you have a dry one, then like without the sauce, they're basically just a vessel to the sauce.
You know what I'll say? Big Mac sauce would never do that to you. It's thicker. It's more viscous. You'd never drop Big Mac sauce and it would fall into your thing and fuck up your seatbelt holder. It tastes better and it's easier to clean. It's a lower maintenance sauce.
How many times have you dropped Big Mac sauce on yourself? Because from that, it sounds like a few times and you've nailed the process of getting it out.
It's a bit thicker because it's more of a mayonnaise. Whereas a sweet and sour, that's like...
It's goo.
It's like gooey. Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And how?
Nah.
Yeah, so she got in the car 4 days after I'd been to uni.
It's been hot recently.
Yeah, so it would have thinned down and then got and cold, then would have thickened up a little bit. So do I just like pour boiling water into the seatbelt holder?
I wouldn't worry. I mean, it's extra safe. You were keeping your wife extra safe. There was
family man.
Yeah.
Father of the year.
There was no way that seatbelt was going to pop out.
No.
It's safer this way.
What about when...
That's not official advice.
What about when, you know, I get that call and it's like, it's on.
Yeah.
So I put Bridget in the front seat of the car, drive to the hospital. We pull up at emergency and it's like...
And she can't get...
And she's fucking yanking at the thing and the nurses rush out with the wheelchair and they go, "Why can't you open the seatbelt?" And they go, "Oh,
3 months ago."
So you know how nuggets aren't great on their own.
Hey, it's Christy from Omar in New South Wales and you're listening to Tony and Rock.
Shout out to a few of our champion tapas. You might have seen all levels of tapas actually scrolling along the bottom at the moment. But it does take a couple of weeks to get through them on a Friday. So if you haven't seen your name come up, it's coming.
Today's episode, we could do 4 hours and just get through everyone. What do you got on today?
I've got nothing on actually.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, great. And I'm wearing this great outfit.
You do look great.
Paloma Alisaf, thank you so much. Paul Henry Basilio, Matthew Duck, Maximilian Linker, Megan Redkey, and Chris Tapuola. Thank you very much for being part of the pack, John. Fucking love to see it.
Megan Radkey, one of the OGs.
Mm-hmm. She is.
I'll never forget a Radkey.
Redkey, actually. Is
Maybe
there.
I will.
It's the name. So I have a tale of when, like, self-care has gone a bit wrong.
To the point where it's no longer self-care?
Yeah, kind of.
Why are you doing this? For me.
Yeah, for me. And it's actually ended up not being as relaxing as I'd hoped or...
Without knowing what this story is, my favorite thing on TikTok is in Family Guy when they're playing golf and Peter Lois is like, oh, so you're supposed to hit it in the lake?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And she's like, well, then so why did you hit it in the lake?
Oh.
He's like, and it ends up, he's like, she's like, well, why are we even doing it? Because we're having fun.
Yeah.
We're here because we want to be and we're all having a good time and we're taking care of ourselves and it's good for our mental health.
I love having fun.
So what fun have you been having?
I really struggle with self-care because I feel really selfish when I spend money or time on myself.
Yep.
Recently we had, a friend visiting and I found it really hard to, even though I said to you guys, oh, I kind of want to just, have a couple of days where I've, don't have much stuff on you, okay. And I was like, oh, I better just keep working. And, I worked from home both days instead of not doing anything because I just felt really guilty about it. And over the last...
Didn't stop them though, did it?
Didn't stop them, no.
Yanni and Torb's just really turning it on a Tuesday. Mate, it's 10:36 on a Tuesday. Should we have a few beers?
They had a loose time. Literally, we're still trying to take the recycling down. And it was last week.
Yeah.
We're full
up. How many
up.
Shipments have you done?
Yeah, fuck, quite a few trips downstairs.
We need a freight container.
Yeah, we need one of those, skip bins put in our courtyard. We can just lob some stuff in there. But I really struggle with it. Yeah. And over the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been doing a few random book publicity things. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what will make me feel really nice? I'll go and get my nails done.
Nice.
And I went and I thought, I'll go and get a pedicure. Go and get the little hooves done.
Yep.
And I'll sit there and enjoy my afternoon and whatever. And I actually wrote it into my to-do list because I was like, no, I really want to go and do it.
Put it in. And is that for you very relaxing, feels nice, you can sit back and someone takes care of you and they bring a little tea or something like that?
They don't do a tea at the one that they do have ones like that, but I don't go to those. Right. Maybe that's what I should do next time.
But in general, it is a relaxing experience.
Yeah.
Because I went to the wax place the other day.
Yes.
And you went, oh, that's nice. I'm like, no, it's not. It's fucking terrifying. Yeah, it's painful as fuck. It's not like that.
No, but... You know how it's still kind of not, even though it's painful, it's still kind of nice because you're not on your phone or you can't read an email.
Yep.
No one's you're not talking to anybody. You're just kind of sitting there and zoning out a bit.
I was getting our life story, so it wasn't that relaxing. So.
But anyway.
I'm smooth though. No, it's flipped off the chair again.
That's great.
Want to feel my back?
Very good. No, I'm okay. I felt it last time.
Cam, do you
want
to feel my back?
Sure.
Please, by all means. I'll just fucking wait here.
Oh, it's wet.
Yeah,
sweaty.
I'm sorry I made you do that.
Okay. All right. A couple of sweaty boys touching each other. Do you want –
I forgot about that. There's big lights in the studio.
It's just hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about that. That was disgusting. But smooth.
New low, you could say.
Yeah, I've got one for next week.
So I ummed and ahed over going and it was in my to-do list and I was saying to Torb, I think I might go get my nails done this afternoon. He was like, cool. Go and do it. And I was just like, oh. And then I was like, oh, actually, I might do this thing. And he was like, do you need to do that today? I was like, oh, no, not really. But I'll just do it. So then it's done. And I was just coming up with every excuse that I could fucking come up with.
Yep.
And I finally had a split second of being like, you know what? No, I am going to go because it'll make me feel better.
Yep.
And I took advantage of it.
Great.
And sprinted out the door.
It was your moment. Your one opportunity. Were you going to seize it?
Yes. Or just let it slip. And I seized it. And it's kind of right by my house. So I walked around the corner and over the street, whatever. And it wasn't until I kind of walked into the shopping centre that I was like, oh, my God, I look terrible. You know when you're just bumming around the house all day, working from home or whatever, and you just kind of throw on whatever you've got in the house because you just no one's going to see you. But because I'd kind of go, oh, my God, yep, you know what, I'll go right now. I grabbed my handbag and I just left.
So what were you wearing?
So I was wearing...
And how were you wearing it?
I was wearing just slides.
Yeah. The slides I bought you?
I think they probably were, actually.
Good friend.
Thank you. Those and just shitty house shorts.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a big boxy t-shirt.
Would you describe it as a muumuu?
Oh, yeah, kind of that vibe. That just like a massive T-shirt, like tucked into my shorts and like no bra or anything. I don't even think I was wearing knickers.
Okay, so.
Like I was just, I'd been like just bumming around the house all day. Like I'm literally wearing like zero under my clothes.
What I'm imagining is if someone said, Tony, can you get dressed? You need to vacuum the house.
Yes. Or like you literally just need to put shorts on to go down to the bin.
Yeah.
Like, you know. No bra, no knickers. Like, I looked like I didn't belong to anyone.
And so when
like,
you
walk- I looked like a tramp.
So when you walked out the door, you hadn't thought about it.
No.
You left the front door of the apartment and hadn't thought about it. Then you suddenly hit the fucking public, surrounded
the
by people.
The bright lights of the shopping centre.
And went, oh.
There's other people here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so not actually vacuuming.
Yeah.
I'm not taking something to the bin. I'm in a shopping centre.
Yeah, and there's other people that can see me and
hey,
no.
Did you say not wearing underwear?
Yeah. Like I'm just.
But when you, okay, sorry.
No, ask, please.
So when you're sitting getting your like toenails done, mm-hmm. you kind of like sit up on the higher chair, right?
You do.
And they're like down low.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To do your toes, yeah. And then they're like looking back up towards
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yep. And that's not even part of the story, but yes, that is a concern in
wow.
retrospect. Now that I'm thinking about
wow.
it.
Wow.
So I just hadn't even thought
They've
about it.
They've seen into your soul.
Yeah, lucky them. So anyway.
What a dark, evil place.
There's no hope in there, that's for sure. Anyway, so like the nail salon I think is like a weird vibe anyway because okay. there's always like two or three people working there and like you walk in there and because you can't make a booking or anything.
Oh.
You just kind of like walk in there and you
Do
go.
Do you like that or is that freak you out?
I don't really like
no,
it.
You need to know a time. I'm booked in. That's my time.
And because so you go in there and you go, oh, do you have time to do a pedicure right now? Yeah. And they go, oh, what do you want? And you go, oh, just like shellac or whatever. Yeah. And they go, oh, yep, we can fit you in now. And they say that, but there's always like multiple people waiting.
Yeah.
And then so you have to kind of do the asshole. Like, how long will it be? And it's not because you're being pushy, but it's kind of like, oh, if you're going to be half an hour, I've got something else I can go and do, or
yeah.
I'll come back in
and
half
they go,
an hour.
Yeah, take
whatever.
A seat, and you go, well, fucking hell, am I here for?
And you kind of just get backed into being like, all right, well, I guess I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
So there's like, there's two people working there, and there's five people in the salon already getting their nails done.
Yeah, right.
And they're sitting like, at the bench,
yep.
and all of them are facing one direction,
yep.
the back wall.
Okay.
On the back wall is where there's like seven of those big chairs with the foot basins
like
in them.
And they're raised a little
they're
bit.
They're raised up. So they're on like a little platform.
And they look like a little lazy boy, big fat arm
yes.
rest,
yeah, yeah.
lean right back, sweetheart.
And some of the fancy ones now have got like massage, like they're a massage chair.
How good are they?
So good.
Are you going to get one of them?
So she goes, you're going to get a, like, you want a pedicure? And I was like, yeah, thank you. And she goes, oh, I'll fill up the water, like
yep.
the basin. Like, you sit in here and we'll get you when we get you. And I go, oh, okay. And so I'm just like, cool, I'll just, like, go on my phone or just, like, I think I had my Kindle with me. I was like, I can read while I'm doing
She's
it.
She's a Kindle person now.
I am a Kindle person now. Anyway, so, like, I'm sitting there and then she goes, oh, my gosh. We'll pop on the massage chair for you as well, like, while you're waiting. And I was like, fuck, this is a bit of all right. Like,
in
I'm
fact,
not mad about this.
Don't even worry about the pedicure. I'll just sit in your massage chair for 20 minutes with my feet in the hot water
yeah.
and I'm fucking good to
my
go.
My feet are in the hot water. I've yeah. got my Kindle. I'm like, they're about to start up this massage
yeah.
thing. So I'm facing everyone.
And they're all facing you.
And they're all facing me.
And I don't want to re-ask the question from earlier, but.
So they put on the massage thing.
Oh, my God. And you're not wearing a bra?
And it's not really like a soft, low massage. Yeah. And you know when you go in and it's maybe not a, like, high-quality one
yeah.
and it's just, like, kind
it's
of punching
you
in the
back. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. My feet are in the water. My whole body is jiggling around.
You're not wearing a bra.
I'm not wearing a bra. I'm just wearing little house shorts. And I'm sitting there and everybody in the thing is, like, looking at me or, like, just trying not to make eye contact with anybody but kind of, like, looking at me and I'm sitting there like this for about...
Boobs shaking.
30 minutes. It's just me and my boob's about to fucking get me in the eye. It's smashed nail polishes off the wall.
Well, the ladies getting their nails done, well, they're wearing glasses because they're a chance of losing a fucking eye here.
Safety goggles they put on them. And so I'm sitting there, and because I'm so awkward and the salon's so quiet.
So everyone can hear the...
And me just
are you too embarrassed to be like
skin slapping against itself like this, like a fucking cheap porno. And I was too embarrassed to be like, could you turn this off? Because I didn't want to like attract attention to the fact that I was being fucking shaken around like a bloody McFlurry.
I hate to break it to you, sweetheart, but I reckon when you say I don't want to bring attention to me, it sounds like you already had.
And so I'm just sitting there and I'm like, this is obviously terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God, your screen's turned off.
What's that dance called?
What dance?
It's like a mariachi, the way you're dancing.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like you're in a mariachi band. The shaking it around. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm like sitting there and because it actually started to hurt.
I bet it did.
Like, and so, but it was just so fucking embarrassing. So I'm sitting there like, trying to be relaxed. I'm like trying to enjoy my time. And then all of it, like, and then she goes, oh, the massage finally fucking stopped. And I'm like, thank fucking God. And she comes over and she goes, oh, what color do you want? Have you picked a color? And I'm like giving her.
Let me leave.
And I was just like, oh my God, I need a fucking back brace for my chuzzies. They've been popping all over town. And then.
Hang on. You can't just introduce new words to the. Chuzzies?
Me chuzzies. Yeah.
That's not a thing people say.
I say that. Chuzzies. You don't think so, Cam?
Have you heard chuzzies before?
I haven't had much experience with chuzzies.
But anyway, so I was like, and then she goes to sit down. I like give her the color that I want. She goes and gets the thing. And then she sits down. I'm like, fuck, thank God that thing's fucking finished. And she goes, oh my God, the massage is finished. I'm so sorry. And she turns it on.
And now you are punching her in the face.
And then my feet are like, dancing around like a fucking Geppetto puppet. I mean, fucking boobs are flying everywhere. And I was just like fucking mortified. And I'm like, I'm going to be sitting here for another fucking 30 minutes at least. Oh my, it was like, and just it was like I was in a show. Because everybody, I was on display.
Wait, looking at you. And were they looking at you being like, bitch, this is supposed to be my self-care time. And I feel like I'm being attacked.
Yeah. Probably. And
they're dodging like.
And one of the girls like kind of like kept catching my eye and like smiling, like trying not to laugh because she was like, I know you obviously feel too awkward to ask them to turn the thing. Like she was like, I've been there. You know, like it was that kind of like eye contact where I was like, please understand.
Ask for you? If she's been going, excuse me, I think she'd like it lower.
Can you imagine though if that happened and she went, could you please turn that off because that is just unsightly.
I don't know what the fuck is going on over there, but that's not what I signed up for.
I reckon everybody that was looking at me thought they were being punked. They were like, should we say something?
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
This is clearly like not a real situation that we're in. But literally, and I'm just like, now I got to wear a sports bra next time I go to the fucking.
A sports bra?
A couple.
Put a couple
some
on.
Fucking shock absorbing bras.
Remember car bras?
Nah.
Like it was literally for a car because like Sick Ricks had them to like protect the front of their bumper. Anyway, wrap yourself up in one of those.
What's a car? I've never heard of that. But it does sound like a bro-y thing. But yeah, I'll get one of those. I'll get you to wrap it around.
Car bra.
It sounds like something that someone would create. Are you Googling it?
Google it and look at Google images of car bra and you'll be like, you're right, it is a bit Sick Rick.
Oh. So what does it do?
I mean, that's a great question.
Oh, okay. Oh, that is fucking... Anyway, yeah, it's like a mesh covering the front of the car.
Anyway, wrap yourself up in one of those.
Anyway, yeah,
wear some underwear next time, I reckon.
Fuck. I just...
Okay, hang on. Let's go right back to the start.
Okay.
You've been busy with some book publicity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life, people coming over and staying. So you're like, oh, I need to relax and just
I thought,
not worry
make myself
about
feel
anything.
Nice, you know?
Did this trip achieve the desired result?
No, absolutely not. Because I sat there stressed. I was like, great story for the pod though, you know?
Yeah, five episodes a week, that'll take care of one. I'll do this on Friday.
But yeah, no, absolutely not. I was not relaxed. But I got home and I was like, Torbs, you're not gonna believe like I shouldn't have gone. And then I was like, I should have just stayed home. These things don't happen at home, you know, but fuck, I could not believe that it just, it was so bad. It was not good.
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Yep.
But I reckon we should do a reenactment for video. Because what I've seen.
I don't think you could post that on Instagram.
Well, I know a few other websites that will take you on. All right, I've got a love to see it.
Amazing.
And I think I've told both you and my wife, Bridget, about my high school, Eltham High.
Mm-hmm.
And because often we would talk about, like, oh, back in high school, I'm like, oh, we didn't really have, like, cool kids and groups. Everyone was just kind of doing their thing.
Yeah.
And Bridget's like, that's not real. Like, because high school is, like, a tricky time for a lot of people. And so I'd like you to read this email I'll send to you now.
Greeting from Eltham High School. Oh, cute. Hey, Tony and Ryan. Hello from the car park of Eltham High School. I bet you've been there a few times.
Well, yeah, because I went there.
In the car park.
Yeah, that's behind where you the get bins, out of the car.
And behind the bins. Walk into the... you often joke about not having any Melbourne listeners. Maddie, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore, Maddie.
Well, I'm here to tell you that not only... that you not only have a Melbourne listener, but an Eltham High School teacher who listens to your podcast on the drive to the school. Cute. You give me many laughs on my drive from Mount Evelyn. Is that
fair hike,
close? Oh, not close. Making sure I start my day of dealing with hormonal teenagers in a positive vibe. Love that. I promise I'm not a stalker weirdo, just joyful happenstance.
Let's not fucking correct the teacher's grammar.
No, what is a happenstance?
Like happy circumstance, something happens.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I didn't know that word.
Yeah, neither
did I. Just joyful happenstance and a glorious, hey, I worked there moment when I heard Ryan went to the school. Also, I can confirm that the high school tropes are still accurate here, Ryan. There is still no cool group. Kids are just themselves. You love to see it. Maddie. Oh, I love that.
Don't you love to see that?
It's been confirmed that people are just so happy to be there. That's lovely.
No cool kids, no jocks, no this. I mean, there are, but it's not like that group hangs out over there and that, blah, blah. Everyone just does their thing.
I love that.
Yep.
How lovely.
Now, I thought I might have imagined it.
I probably didn't need to read that whole email. Probably just could have read the email. And that's okay. Next time, maybe you could edit it down. That's okay.
Okay. It's weird that my memories of teachers from Eltham High are telling me that I'm just doing things wrong. And so for you to say that now in an Eltham High story is just...
Sorry. But at least you're right about all the cool kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
I might have imagined it. It sounds like a thing that might have been my interpretation, but maybe not reality.
Because it definitely sounds like something like that a cool kid from high school would go, nah, they weren't groups, man. Everyone was chill. But it was like great for you, but like not for everybody else. So it's nice to hear that like
people. I didn't like going there, don't get me wrong. But that was just like the vibe of the people.
No. I mean like, you know, when people go, oh, high school was great. I'm like, for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so imagine if you were like, nah, my school was so chill. No one ever argued. There was no cool groups. And everyone's like, nah, there definitely was. You were just part of it and you didn't see
it. There weren't any bullies in my school. Yeah, that's because you were busy bashing everyone.
Exactly, right?
When you think about your high school, I mean, there's a whole book you can go buy now from all the bookstores. But if you were to like, did you enjoy high school? Was it not your time? Did you like it, not like it?
I didn't love it, but... I think just because I was really anxious that people weren't going to like me and I moved to a new school in year 10, which is like a really shit time to move to a new school. And I wasn't super popular. I was never super popular or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
and oh, really?
What
was my response supposed to be? Oh, what?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm shocked. Nah, but I was never that popular or anything. And like, there were probably meaner people at my school than it sounds like there were at your school.
Yeah. What were the mean people saying or do?
There was a rumor once that I did anal with my boyfriend when I was in year 10. So I was what, like 14?
Yeah. And obviously you got to talk to your boyfriend for being a snitch.
Yeah. Please don't tell people. So that was like everyone was talking about it and that was real nasty. One of the
that
boys.
That is fucking nasty and random as fuck.
And like slut shamey because even if I had done it or I hadn't, like, doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah. Imagine you're like, yeah. And it was fucking awesome. And everyone's like, oh, well, yeah.
But you don't, like, in high school, like, not only was it not
you
true,
didn't have enough riz.
But you wouldn't own it because you're fucking riz. 15 and you're like, why are people fucking saying that about me?
Yeah.
Also, I started the new school in year 10, like, in the beginning of Feb or whatever. Mm-hmm. And on Valentine's Day, one of the nasty boys, like, sent me this Valentine. And like flowers and stuff. And it was like, oh, like I've seen you around the school and stuff. I didn't know it was fake. I was like, oh, that's like nice. But it was like it was a prank.
What was the prank though?
That he like wanted me to think that he liked me. And then it was like, nah, you're a fat bitch. Yeah.
Thanks for the flowers, you asshole.
Yeah. But like, you know, so like it was kind of nasty.
And then I pranked her and for 10 years I just told her how much I loved her and we had kids in a family. Like, got her.
Yeah, it was Torbs. Ah! Yeah. But you know what? They all still live where they were born. So not my fault. Anyway, Maya loved to see it. I actually
still love her. I still live where I was born, so.
Yeah. No, but you've gone between then.
Oh, so I've gone to come back.
You've gone to come back, so that's okay.
Okay. I don't know the rules of this sort of stuff.
Maya loved to see it is actually fucking awesome now that we're talking about getting bullied to high school.
Yeah.
Louise in our Facebook group said, I've ordered Tony's book on Audible.
Great.
Fucking thanks. Yeah. I wrote a fucking book. I'm 99% sure, though, there's an error on the Audible site because it says it's 546 hours long, which is six times longer than the Bible's audiobook. I love to see it.
Is she asking if that's a mistake?
Well,
because I can tell you, as someone who's read it, it's not. Try and shut this bitch up.
You're like, that's how long it took me to read it. So that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think I just like that there's another. So we talked earlier this week, I think, about the spelling mistake.
Oh, I mean, a speckle day for everybody.
How long
is the audiobook?
I have no idea, but I don't think it's 546 hours.
Is it? And just because maybe it's a decimal error, is there a chance it's maybe 5 hours and 46 minutes?
That probably sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't know. How long's an audiobook? I've never...
You read it? You recorded it?
Oh, yeah, but it took like days.
Well, maybe she's right. maybe.
Oh, yeah, actually, good point. That adds up, actually. But yeah, I love to see that. I'm just...
Do you start recording the audiobook when you started driving to the recording?
Yeah, it's actually like voice memo on my iPhone. Yes. I'm like, hello.
Hello. I'm on my way to the beach. Also, chapter one. Yeah, it's great, eh?
Yeah. on my way to the beach.
all right, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to everyone who's been buying Tony's book.
Yeah.
Make sure that you take a photo of where you're reading it and tag us in.
Yeah, we'll share.
I mean, don't tag me. Just tag Tony.
No, you can tag Ryan.
Nah, that's fine.
You got more followers than me, so I'll tag it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Well, I won't reshare it. But it's good to see everyone's reading it and loving it.
Yeah, so exciting.
Awesome. And we'll chat to you on Monday.
Love you. Bye.